This is Peggy Azuyak. My final project for Ling 610 is the Chikik Una task. This task is based on the Where Are Your Keys style of learning and teaching and is adapted from lessons built by the Kodiak Aleutic language learning community. I teach face-to-face and distance delivery Aleutic language classes at Old Harbor School. I have successfully integrated the Where Are Your Keys style of teaching and learning into my face-to-face classes, and I'm looking for an effective way to integrate it into my distance delivery classes. I applied to the CALL program with the goal of improving my distance delivery language teaching. This language activity supports language learning through focus on form, interaction, output hypothesis, contextualized language, motivation, and scaffolding. According to Nina Spada, lessons with integrated focus on form have a primary focus on meaning, with attention to form embedded in the meaning-based and communicative practices. During a meaning-focused lesson, teachers often draw attention to linguistic code features, shifting the focus to form. And in this task, learners focus on grammatical forms as they practice communicating their meaning. The task cycles extend from the singular to the dual to the plural forms, chikikuna, chikikuguk, and chikitugut. Long's interaction hypothesis focuses on making input comprehensible through modified interaction, which includes elaborations, slower speech rates, and gestures. Ellis and Shintani say that interaction involves both speaking and listening. And Adair, Huck, and Donato state that communication requires both communicative and interactional competence, and the ability to use language in a variety of ways and for a variety of purposes. They say that communicative and interactional competence is the need to know how, when, and why to say what to whom. Oxford lists task types that promote interaction, which include simulations, role plays, games, drama, and the use of electronic media. The Chikik Una task takes the form of a series of short games. It does include modified interaction through the use of props, the rocks in the cups, gestures, the use of ASL signs, and the teacher uses slower speaking rates and clear pronunciation when needed. The participants ask and answer questions centered around these items, the rocks and the cups. Swain's output hypothesis states that language mediates the learning of the second language, and that output pushes learners to process language more deeply, with more mental effort, than does input. When producing output, students are able to notice the difference between what they are able to say and what they want to communicate. They are able to develop and test hypotheses about how the target language works, and they can reflect on the language they have learned. During the Chikik Una task, learners produce output based on a model provided by the teacher and other participants. Students can notice the differences between the output they are able to produce and the output of the other models. According to Imagio Hadley, contextualized language consists of language that is connected and sequenced logically in order to communicate. And the use of visual organizers can support comprehension, such as pictures, videos, and graphic organizers. The progression of lessons, which begins with Chikik Una, explores the breadth and depth of language possible surrounding two objects, the rock and the cup. This task makes use of a video of the game in order to give learners a preview of how the game is organized and executed. According to Lightbrown and Spada and Baker, there are two types of motivation. Instrumental motivation is when learners learn a second language for a useful purpose, such as getting a job or progressing in a job. Integrative motivation is when a learner chooses to learn a second language for personal growth, cultural enrichment, or to identify with another language group. Baker listed Dorney's tips for motivating classroom students, which included increased attractiveness of course content, increased learners' interest in the task, and match the complexity of the task with the abilities of the learners. My students demonstrate integrative motivation as they are learning the Aleutic language to better connect to their heritage. This task is motivating for my students because it is fun, uses authentic materials, and uses technology and multimedia. In second language learning, A more experienced speaker helps to scaffold or support a less experienced speaker. During the Chikik Una task, the game is led by a more experienced interlocutor, in this case, the teacher. The teacher uses techniques to help support the learners. These techniques include using gestures, using concrete items, slowing the rate of speech, and using clear pronunciation when needed. Now we get to the description of the task. During the pre-task, the teacher sets up the learning environment as shown in the picture, using a small table, two rocks, and two cups. You set the rocks and the cups up so that they would be placed in front of each participant, one item in front of each participant. The teacher then shares their screen over the distance delivery system and shows a video from Vimeo.com. The video is a preview for those learners to see the language that they will be using and how the game is set up and executed. The teacher then introduces the vocabulary and demonstrates the American Sign Language signs that will be used during the game. The teacher introduces the question, Chikik Una, and has the students copycat them. Then the teacher has the students ask, Chikik Una, pointing to the rock. The teacher answers by saying, Una Yamak. The teacher has the students repeat asking the question three times and answers them three times. Then the teacher asks the students, Chikik Una, pointing to the rock. And the students answer, Una Yamak. They repeat this for all four items. When the students are comfortable with the language, they move on to the task. At the beginning of the task, you say, Wam Kudachtagut, or we are going to play. You make sure that the students on the other end have their table set up correctly, and you're going to explain how the game is going to go. One student asks the question to the student on their right, while that student answers. The asker goes around the table asking that one student on their right, Chikik Una, for all of the items on the table. And that student answers for all the items on the table. Once they get around the table, the asker passes it off to the student on their right, and that student begins to ask the student on their right the questions. This continues until everyone at the table has had a chance to ask and answer the question, Chikik Una, of each of the items. When the class is ready, we add the next small piece of language, where the teacher stops and demonstrates the new language to be used. In this series, the next games are Chikik Una A and Chikik Una Kanga. A is yes in Aleutic, and Kanga is no in Aleutic. So the new script is Chikik Una, Una Yamak. Una Yamak Ka, A Una Yamak. Chikik Una, Una Chaskak. Una Chaskak Ka, A Una Chaskak. And they go around the table just with that one extra question and that one extra answer. When they're ready for the next piece, the script goes Chikik Una, Una Yamak. Una Yamak Ka, A Una Yamak. Una chaskak ka? Ka nga chashkoni duk una yamak. And they do that for all of the items on the table. The post task involves plus and deltas. First, you start with the pluses and ask all the participants to share things that they liked about the lesson. You record all of the things that they share until everybody is done. Then you ask them what they would change if they had $1 million or a magic wand. And you record their responses under the deltas. You give enough time to allow all participants to share until they are done. Once you have finished with the Chikik Una game, you're ready to move on to the dual and the plural forms. The setup is the same, you just add an extra rock and an extra cup to each subsequent game. This task can be used with single classes on the other end of the distance delivery system, or with multiple classes. The teacher just has to be available to answer any questions and to monitor the progress of each class. I first tried a less interactive form of this lesson with my distance students at the beginning of the year, and by January they had not retained any of the content. So I decided that I needed to try to facilitate this game through distance. And I found that it was much more successful when the students were able to interact with each other. The interactive task was much more successful, and students had many more opportunities to listen and to speak with each other. Kuya nach Pak for taking the time to learn about my activity.